I'm Mark Pugac. Welcome to the ITV World Cup podcast.
I will give advice to anybody. When Cristiano invites you for lunch at his house, just say no.
Come on, Mark, ask him about Saipan. What happened?
If you make them accusations against me, have a guess what's going to happen.
And I find myself incarcerated with the man from whom I cannot escape. And that, of course, is Ali McCoist.
Now, join a tyranny and see if I find that incarcerated is not a compliment.
Download the ITV World Cup podcast now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna, God, I love that banana Anderson.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Ashley Savoni. She don't take no baloney.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers. Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
You guys turned out. Oh my God, thank God. There's one less day of listening to us beg. I'm like, please. Ben posted on Facebook, don't forget to buy tickets. I was like, they're not going to forget.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, St. Louis.
My God, you guys are so cute. Thank you for all the shirts. You guys look amazing tonight.
Amazing.
Where's that bag of edibles?
It's over here. I think it was this over here.
Girl, you know I ain't coming back up and downstairs. I was like, we'll just leave it.
Someone beforehand at the VIP thing, was it you who gave us some butter cookie situation? Gooey butter cake cookies from like Schlack's Bakery or something like that. Amazing. Where did these come from? That is amazing. That is some amazing shit. Also,
so soft.
You guys, already we see some amazing t-shirts and things. Like, we had some very strong Luann de Lesseps representation in the audience here. We have Luann tunics. We have four t-shirts that say, I've been traveling, I've been to prison. We have a gong necklace. We already posted it on Instagram, and already Patricia Altschul has liked it.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't expecting that necklace to be so polite, but it was. I guess it's all right by me now.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, St. Louis. We're here.
Yeah, you look so cute in St. Louis.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for messing up my cute hair, I guess.
Oh, yeah, mess it up.
Wow, St. Louis has been so cool. First of all, we got here last night and we learned that, oddly enough, there's armadillos here.
You guys, you should have seen Ben discovering armadillos.
Yes. Oh, wait, we forgot to put our Uber driver on the list.
Oh, he ain't here.
Okay. We were going to put him on the list.
Who's going to lie and be like, I'm on the list? They put me on the list. It's like a total lie. Never happened. But Ben, so this guy was like, yeah, I saw a dead armadillo. And Ben's like, armadillos? In St. Louis? And he's like Googling it. Girl, that was a whole Uber drive.
That's crazy that you guys have armadillos. I was not expecting that. Very, very exciting. We are so excited. I'm sorry to interrupt Ronnie while he's pouring his Tito's into his Teamy.
Thanks for our sponsor, Teamy. For this.
Thanks, Teamy.
Completely healthy Teamy drink. Blends.
Yeah, your stomach's gonna feel great.
Huh. Sugar cookies and Teamy.
Yeah.
No, tell your thing. I'm so sorry I interrupted.
No, I wasn't gonna say much except for the fact that, like, you know, I'm so excited to talk about Real Housewives of New York tonight here.
Well, one thing, we went to eat barbecue, which apparently barbecue sells out. That was another thing. I mean, I knew that because I'm from Texas, but Ben's like, what do you mean sold out? Why don't you just make more?
Yeah. I do have an issue about that. I understand you can only put so much stuff in the smokers, but like, just get more smokers. I'm like, you're a restaurant. I get very Ramona about that.
I learned that y'all can eat here, okay? I was telling Ben, I was like, at least I'm shamed where we live, you know? Like, I still eat whatever the fuck I want, obviously. But at least, like, I hate myself for it. Here?
Yeah.
I would be dead. Like, I wouldn't still be here. I don't know. Like, there, like, I would be wobbling. I mean, I kind of already am. I'm in the middle. But, girl, do you guys have a different kind of MyFitnessPal here? Like, what do you even enter? There's, like, so many things, and they're all butter and cream.
It was amazing. We went to a barbecue place last night, which I believe is named after a stripper. It's called Sugar Fire. It was amazing. Amazing.
And a hot person sat with us, because, you know, they have those, like, community tables, which, disgusting. I'm not talking to you in my actual community. I don't want to talk to you while I'm binging, okay?
Yeah.
I barely even looked at Ben. I just want to be alone. I had a plate of food, like, and this hot guy sat down next to us, and I was like, don't sit down next to us. And he did. It's like he doesn't...
Yeah. It was great. We actually have seen a lot of hot guys, which is nice. Thank you. So obviously tonight we're going to be talking about...
Oh my God, plug it in. Hurry up, plug it in.
Oh my God, my plug came out of my laptop.
Gosh. What would have happened with that computer?
Well, David didn't plug it in for me. David.
Oh.
David. Wait, is everyone excited for Orange County to come back on Monday? We're kind of hoping to press the reset button on last season, right?
I don't care. Give me a bad season of that show. I still fucking love it. I mean, that's where Kelly, like, threw her plate. Oh, no, Shannon threw her plate.
It's not my fucking plate!
She's obviously never been to St. Louis. Nobody would do that at Sugar Fire, okay? I'm not throwing my plate at you.
Yeah.
I will punch you, but I will not throw my plate. That is my plate, bitch!
So, obviously, we're going to be talking about the greatest show of all time, which is Real Housewives of New York tonight, which is very exciting. But before we do that, I just want to say, you know, I sort of apologize because we will not be talking about Southern Charm last night. I know, but let's just have a moment. Can we all agree that Ashley's like the worst person of all time, right? I felt like that had to get out of everyone's systems, you know? I was like, we have to talk about the elephant in the room, or the water buffalo, as it were.
You know, like, posting fun stuff on Instagram, people will make jokes and stuff, not when you put Ashley shit on
there.
It is a hate riot, and it is hilarious. I'm like, oh my God, where did all these people come? Because usually it's like, ha ha, Ramona, ha ha. And then you put Ashley, and they're like, that whore! Fuck her! As a motherfucker, you know, Catherine.
She's winning, guys. But let's focus on the happy stuff.
You guys, I'm really good at flirting, okay? I know what it is.
I'm really good at it, okay?
People were saying that walking in today. I'm really good at flirting, okay? I don't know what it is. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Go on. I actually interrupted you.
I was just going to say, we know that some of you are new to podcasts. Someone literally said, what's a podcast? You know who you are. Where are you? You're right up here somewhere. I taught it to her. I was like, you get it through your Jimmy Choo's, remember? So I know that you don't know what it is. You're like, what the hell is this? It's this. We just sit here.
Yeah.
Like, literally. Don't move.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Drink whatever you put up here.
Yeah.
And then keep you here for 5 hours.
Yeah. While we, talk about things like armadillos and barbecue, you know.
Oh, can I say one more armadillo thing?
Yes, that must.
So I was like, they get here because people hit them with their grills on their trucks. Because I'm from Texas, you know?
Yeah.
And then they drive them all the way here before realizing there was shit on their truck. Because, you know, people with trucks. And he looked it up. They are migrating from Texas.
Yeah.
I told you. Listen to me.
You know, they all have like a thing in their mouth, like a little like weed thing and a little hat. They're like, I'm going to St. Louis. To start another life. They're going to get on the riverboats.
Okay, so Real Housewives of New York City.
Whoa.
Previous. Real Housewives of New York City. Cabaret scares the hell out of me. I was like, she's seen a touring production because it is not a happy show, cabaret. Yeah. Okay, it's like the Holocaust. It's like, life is a cabaret. Okay, everyone's dead from the Holocaust. Thanks for coming, guys.
That's really the way how cabaret goes, actually, if anyone's seen it.
Just save just some money, okay?
So this this week's episode opens up in Luann's new apartment, where she is practicing her cabaret with Billy Stritch. Billy Stritch.
Billy, money cab. This is Billy Stritch. He has Margaret face from Real Housewives of New Jersey. Do you guys watch that?
Classic Modge.
He's like this. He's like, money can't buy your class. Money can't buy your class. Money can't buy your class. Money. He just keeps playing the same thing. Like, Luann doesn't know the song or what a piano is, you know?
She's like, well, the date is 6 weeks away and I have to solo memorize these lyrics. It's like, I think you can do it.
He does it like 20 times. He just keeps going, money can't buy. And then Luann, like, her voice isn't coming out right, so she puts on reading glasses. I mean, that's the show.
They were like from like the Daria collection or something.
Yeah. So like, wait, hold on. All right, I hear the note.
Money can't buy you class, but I can get you some readers.
What a catchy tune.
He's like, I opened Miss Saigon, and now this is what I'm doing. Money can't buy.
Oh God, he had to complain about something opening Miss Saigon. I mean, that's not a fun show either. That's Vietnam.
Yeah.
Stop dragging
Think
me
Think about
crap
that.
Library.
It's Vietnam. No. So Luann's like
the same person who wrote Money Can't Buy You Class, because that's how this song goes in Miss Saigon. The heat is on in Saigon. It's like the dumbest show ever. The heat is on in Saigon.
Well, it's true.
5 hours, I told you. We're two seconds into the show.
So Luann's like, well, when I started cabaret, I didn't expect I'd get arrested or go to rehab, so I feel a little stressed that I only have 4 weeks to practice. All right, we went to that show. She sang like 3 songs and was off stage almost the entire time.
Yeah, she didn't even sing.
And all her lines were in a book. It was great. It was amazing. You should all see it if you can. But I'm like,
it's a good show. And now we find out where she got all those gowns. She stole them from Dorinda's friend.
Javon.
Which was her problem. Carol's problem with Luann is that she was trying to steal clothes from Michelle Obama's designer, remember?
Yeah.
She's like, this lady designs for Michelle Obama. She's like, I can keep this, right? I can keep this. Like, oh my God.
I mean, I don't know why you insinuate that it's not good enough for me if it's good enough for Michelle Obama. Remember that whole controversy? She was actively angry.
And here we are again. Michelle Obama dresses, though.
But so she's singing there in the corner, and then they cut to Ben Rimmelauer, who's like the producer, and he's just sitting there like this. He's like honestly playing Sudoku during the rehearsal. He's like, I don't care.
Oh, yeah, Ben. His name is Ben. He's like, Ben! He's like sitting on the couch. He's the guy with Carol voice, like the musical director. Money cap.
I've got an idea. How about we do some jokes?
He's like, yeah. Thanks for getting up, Ben. And Luann goes, oh, well, you know, I had to go to AA to keep me honest. It's like, who's honest in AA? I've been there, and I ain't telling the truth. That's for damn. It's like when you go to Weight Watchers. Who's going to say I was naked in my bathroom eating a pizza and trying to poop at the same time? Nobody's going to say that. You go to those places to give yourself a story to make you sound better.
I literally saw a pickup truck today whose license plate was just AA, and I was like, oh, that's a curious choice. That's like literally an identifying feature that says alcoholics anonymous.
Well, that's a guy you want to party with. One more A, everybody would be asking him for like road help, you know.
So anyway, Luann's like, well, how lucky am I to have been surrounded by such a great team? As like Billy Stritch is like,
so, Billy's worked with Liza, Cheetah,
Pizza.
And Billy, pizza.
Anything that ends
pizza
with a
Stritch. You know, Billy Stritch probably has worked with goddamn pizza. Billy Stritch will do anything. And he's very talented, and he does work with Liza. And that's how you can work with Luann. Like, how are you going to work with Luann, you know? Liza beat her ex-husband over the head with a vodka bottle. Okay? Yeah. I mean, that is some good hiring right there.
So I had an issue with Luann's canapes. Did anyone notice her canapes? Of course not, just me. She put out, like, avocado toast, but she didn't, like, mash. Like, she had these, like, very sad, like, crackers, and then she, like, sliced the avocado. It was, like, this sad avocado on all the crackers. I was like, how are you going to put on a good cabaret show if you can't put out good canapes?
It really bothered me. Take this canapé off stage and let other appetizers do it for a while, because that's how our show is.
Canapé and friends.
That show leans heavily on the friends. For sure. So Ben gets off the couch and he's like, oh my God, okay, I've got it. First, Luann's so excited to be on the stage. So then she's like, I'm too excited. Bring Sonia over. So then Sonia comes out and lays one down. I'm like, you're going to have to be more specific. You're inviting Sonia out here, girl. She will lay one down.
We also got the origin story of why the show is called hashtag Countess of Friends. She goes, well, I get so much flack about the Countess that I'll just call it hashtag Countess of Friends just to mess with everyone. I'm like, wow, you really showed them. Really messing with him with that name. Good one, Duane.
Also, I said hashtag. So young.
It's referring to hashish. So
you're going to tell stories and Sonia will come up and she'll tell stories?
Have you guys ever read a Bravo blog that these bitches put out the next day after the show? Someone posted on our Facebook Sonia's blog today and it's literally like, flower, Bethany's nice, cell phone. You know, it's like, there's some people you don't ask to come on stage and tell a story. Okay.
Well, I mean, she's been telling stories ever since she's been on this show. I mean, everybody's like, well, you know, I mean, I used to tell stories all the time in Saint-Tropez. It was Pickles, the Nigerian soccer team. They love my stories. You're like,
Leo DiCaprio's birthday.
And so Sonia actually shows up, and they're like, okay, so this is what you're going to be doing. Sonia's like, well, I mean, I do a little bit more cabaret-esque, not cabaret. I'm like, Sonia, that is not a thing. Cabaret-esque is something you invented. It's the same thing as cabaret, too, by the way.
Well, in her blog, which I read, I might have mentioned that, she is like, you can make fun of cabaret-esque all you want.
Okay, we will.
But it's my thing. People pay to see it. It's parody. It's like, what is a parody of? What are you talking about?
What are you parodying?
Let you write things?
So then Ben says, at one point he says to Sonia, he's like, so you want to take your clothes off on this show? And Luann just goes, no. And the best part, I mean, everyone's seen the video, right, from it? She fully gets nude in the show. I was like, that is some great foreshadowing.
Yeah, but Luann is very responsible because she's like, well, you're wearing underwear, Sonia. Okay, it's gonna be a snatch-free zone, Sonia. Okay, you're gonna wear your underwear, and then Ben goes,
"Yeah, it's gonna be snatch-free." And she goes,
"Yes, because we're gonna do a gangster rap." And he's like,
"No, not gangster, gangsta."
And she's like, "Oh,
gangster rap. I get it now. Gangster rap.
God, gangster get off rap. My solar system, star." This is my gang.
We're gonna gang up on the star, and I'm the star. Hey, I know a thing or two about being ganged up on, girls.
Me too, Sonia. Sonia's one of those friends that you think you're doing a favor.
Yeah.
And then she's like, here's my list of demands.
Just having Luann say, we're going to do a gangster rap, and then Ben Rimmelauer saying, it's gangsta. It was like the whitest moment I've ever seen on TV.
I was like, oh my God, I understand drive-bys now. Totally get it. So rude. Sorry, everybody affected.
So okay. We then go to Carol's apartment, and Carol is just like desiccating on a couch. Tinsley just walked in. It is like that scene from Seven, you know? They walk in, they're like, well, we got a corpse on the bed. Like, ah!
Oh my God, I love gifts. Gwyneth's head. That's so sweet, Tinsley. Thank you.
I'm in the living room. Obviously, it's the only room in the house.
I'm like, this is the sound of a person melting.
The dying room. This is a slow dying room.
I'm in the sarcophagus.
So Carol's that friend. You think you're doing a favor. And you're like, look, I brought you a present. You know? And she's like, oh, I love presents. For example, look at all these tulips that Adam got me.
And four different vases that I stole from Lee Radziwill right back there.
It's like, Tinsley is giving you a gift right here and right now. How rude. And she even went to, like, Justice. You know that store for little girls?
Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's like she went to Justice and got her like little tiny, you know, because Carol's like an old little, tiny little old baby, you know? She's like,
wah.
And they're like, put a crop top on her. She'll be fine.
You know? Put her on a counter.
Like little Madonna fingerless gloves. And then when you put the hands together, it says heart.
Yeah.
She's like,
yeah, but what's really annoying about those gloves, because she wore them later in the episode, is like, if you look at them, it's a harp. When you wave at someone, it looks like you just have an open wound on your hand. It's like, ah. I get nervous. When you said Justice, I get nervous hearing the word justice because, obviously, justice, knowledge. We are in the land of Megan King Edmonds. We have to be careful. And Andy Cohen. And Tom Sandoval. St. Louis is a hotbed of Bravo stars. But you guys, this is important because Carol is about to launch into a whole story about...
Oh, and Ben's about to launch into a whole hatred of emotional support animals. Take it away, Ben. I'm going to be over here
Did everyone see this thing on social media that Adam posted? So for those of you guys who missed it, Adam, Carol's ex... tried to bring baby on a flight across the country where he had a layover right here in St. Louis. That's where it all comes together. And at the layover, he brought baby with him, and I guess he used baby as a service dog. And they were like, that's not a service dog. And so they wouldn't let him get on the flight with baby. So he posted on social media a photo of him looking really sad, like victims of society. And he says, boycott Delta. They wouldn't let me get on with baby, and baby's a service animal. I was like, no, you are not allowed to try to commit fraud on an airline and then fail and then tell us to boycott the airline. No, I'm going to boycott Adam. Sorry. I'm sorry. But you can't.
I mean, you know I've done that. And it's not fraud because you go to the doctor and you get a letter and you pay $80, okay? I'm taking my dog. I'm with Adam. Also, if Adam didn't need emotional support before this, he will now. Because it was like the airport in St. Louis was like, Adam, Ashley Jacobs. Because the whole internet was like, fuck you, you're emotional. Fuck you, and your goddamn dog. Like, lost it.
Baby has, like, the water buffalo hair.
I know, now he legit can't travel without, like, a little dog.
Yeah, no, it got me so mad. How are you able to co-parent a service dog with, like, three different people? Does that work?
Well, any
Someone says yes. She's committing fraud right
You're
now.
You're my kind of girl.
Anyway, I had to get that off my chest.
Yeah, so she's co-parenting. Basically, it just means I'm too fucking lazy to walk my dog. The way she does it, okay? Because she's like,
this guy downstairs named Trent takes my dog when so-and-so doesn't have it or the other person doesn't have it.
I'm like, you don't even have a dog. Why are you pretending to have a dog right now, okay? That's not even your dog. I see it on Instagram all the time, and it's not with you.
Yeah, and she tells this whole, like, very uninteresting story where she's like,
well, the craziest thing happened. Adam ran into Trip, and baby was there, and Adam was like, I'm going to take baby. And Trip was like, okay, you can take baby. And Adam was like, I'm going to go upstairs and say hi to Carol. And I was laying on the couch, and I heard someone walk in, and I was like, who's there? And it was Adam, but I thought it was Trip. And it was Adam, so I was like, oh, hey.
That's a great story, Carol.
Yeah. And Tinsley's like, are you going to open my present? Ever? Really? She goes, Adam just walked into your house? And she's like, well, yeah, I mean, oh, is that bad? And poor Carol is struggling. Do you guys really believe that she's even with Adam at all? Do you? No, right? She's totally lying for the show and, like, trying to look like Carrie Bradshaw instead.
It's like her weird version of Fight Club. It's like... She is Adam.
She's like,
I also felt like there was so much privilege in the idea of like living in New York City and just leave your door open and Adam could just walk in. I was like, wow.
So much privilege. I mean, so yeah, it's the Real Housewives. What if they didn't have any privilege at all? Like, we're watching the Real Housewives. Of
I know,
their
I,
privilege.
I get mad at a show that's like all that privilege. And it's the one thing I like cherry pick, like, wait a second. Listen.
I may not have privilege, but I do have priv face.
So we learned that that Tinsley and Scott are going to be moving in together, and by that, just going up to the penthouse in her hotel. It's kind of weird.
I wrote 20 pages of notes on this stupid scene. Like, oh, literally nothing happened. She talks about her dog and tries to pretend she's still dating Adam. And then they just cut to the clip of Tinsley going, Scott comes to her door and rings. Go, isn't that crazy? And she answers and she sees Scott and she goes, ah! And drops herself down on the ground.
My ex!
Now that's what it's like to live in New York.
Yeah. crawling into the fetal position. So then there's another knock on the door, and more flowers arrive, but this time they're not from Adam. They're from some matchmaking woman. What was her name again? Like Dory or something? Corey? Or Lori?
I wrote it down. Hold on.
Calori Dory.
I'm sorry, but I have 30 pages
sorry,
of
did
notes.
I just go too fast?
No. You know go, why? You say because what you're you skipping need to say. Over a very important part.
Well, please
Mama
say
Mamma Mia. There I go
again. Oh, well, that's what happens next.
What if we did that at Watch Out Crappens? We're like, thank you guys for coming. Now, everybody, and stand up while we talk about Luann. That's what it's like going to see Mamma Mia. Okay, so there's this commercial for Mamma Mia, the movie.
Yes.
And it's with mothers and daughters. And, yeah, Carol's not in there. I don't know. I just love doing Carol voice. But it's Victoria. Okay, it's Victoria and Luann. And then it's Dorinda and what's-her-buns, Hannah. Who, I have to say, you know, Hannah's really leaning into those eyebrows. She didn't care about internet hate. She was like, I will trim them, but I will not wax them, internet. Thank you.
I never just... People really hate Hannah, and I never got it. I never really had too much of a problem
beautiful.
With her.
What a beautiful girl who refuses to be on TV. She must be, like, smart.
She looked miserable in that commercial. She's like, I cannot believe I'm not even in a normal Mamma Mia commercial. I'm in a Mamma Mia 2 commercial. More Mama, more Mia.
Could you imagine trying to shoot anything with Dorinda like that? Like, where they have lines like, it's joy that me, man, pizza. I love pizza. So
yeah, I love Cheap and Mario Brothers. Mamma Mia, yeah. No, guitar at sea driving around with laps.
How many takes do you think it took for them to do the leg crossing? Should we?
Oh my God.
Should we try to recreate what it was like for them to do that shot?
Okay.
You don't have to applaud for that. You don't have to applaud for that.
I had to end that. I can't even cross my legs just casually in real life. Like, it's not going to happen. So, you know, in real life, Luann's kids are suing her. I'm sorry to smile. It's not coming from my face. It's coming from my heart. Because Luann is just pretending like she's... Well, I mean, she is single. But she's pretending like she doesn't know her kids' damn account money. Okay. So she's trying to sell her house and not giving money to the kids, so they're suing her. So it made this commercial funny because Victoria already looks angry all the time.
Yeah.
You know? She's like, Mom! She literally looks at her mom like this. Like, she doesn't even look her in the eye. She's like, Mom. Mom, what do you think about, what did I teach you about love? First of all, why is that a line in the commercial? I don't want to know what you fucking taught your mom about romance, you weirdo.
Well, she certainly taught me about gangster rap, that's for sure.
Victoria was the first one to get caught falling drunk into a bush, by the way. Let's remember who's copying who here.
God bless.
God bless you guys.
Let's face it, it's time for commercial break. I'm sorry, but if we don't take one, it's going to be very day class set, okay?
Question number 91 for the Army.
Ah, so you can't do a pull-up. Welcome to the club, mate. I can do squats for days.
but just couldn't crack a pull-up. But no one's a full package when they arrive, so you all muck in. Your mates take you out for some extra training. Got my first pull-up in a week. They're absolute legends.
The Army is recruiting now. To have your questions answered and find where you belong, search Army Jobs.
I'm Mark Pugac. Welcome to the ITV World Cup podcast.
I will give advice to anybody. When Cristiano invites you for lunch at his house, just say no.
Come on, Mark, ask him about Saipan. What happened?
If you make them accusations against me, have a guess what's going to happen.
And I find myself incarcerated with the man from whom I cannot escape. And that, of course, is Ali McCoist. Now,
join Tyrion and see if I find it incarcerated. It's not a compliment.
Download the ITV World Cup podcast now.
So then we go to Bethany's apartment, where they just cut to her just dumping cornichons all over a plate. She's just like, hey, you want another cornichon? All right, get another cornichon on this, on the sandwich. How many cornichons? Too many. Not too many.
Bethany. Huh?
It's like, that's the one thing she eats is cornichons.
And Sonia comes in, always asking for some. It's like if you just let homeless whores into your house. It's like, ding dong, it's a homeless whore. Come on in, you know? And she's just like, jeans, I want jeans. Don't you have any more jeans? What's this?
Yeah, I got a few. Huh?
Yeah. It's like, hey, yeah.
And Sonia goes...
Yeah, so Bethany sounds like jeans. The whole episode.
So Sonia goes, because they're like these like scarlet red jeans, and so Sonia sees them and goes like, this is the color of the year, you know, just like a whatever. And Bethany goes, who said that? Who said that? Who said it was color of the year? Who said that? I want to know who said that. No one told me that, Color, yeah,
Hey. Yeah, who said that? Forecast.
Hey, what's the matter? What's going on? What's going on? Do you know about this color yesterday? You know about this color yesterday? You
Scarlet?
I got
a company, okay?
I've never heard anything about this right before.
It's my face.
I got to find out from Sonia about this color yesterday. How many is? You know what I need? I don't need a color of the year. You know what I need? I need a blowjob. That's what I need. Like, I don't need this. Like, literally, my walls are up. I don't need a color.
You want to give me a blowjob?
Like, literally, that's here by the color of the year. I'm just like, kill myself. Like, kill myself right now. You know what the color of the year is? My blood on the floor. Like, honestly, I can't.
And then Sonia, of course, which only Sonia could say this, she's like, I'm a fashion forecaster. I mean, I know these things. For example, today, it's cloudy with a chance of meatballs. This is who I am.
Yeah, I feel a little pressure system coming in, huh? So basically, Bethany put Sonia on some sort of like elite dating website like Raya or one of those things the fancy people use. And they're like looking at her profile, and he's like, oh my god, I already have a message. Like, what's going on? It's just like, welcome to the website. Okay, cool. So you got a message from the administrator. Okay, that's great.
Oh my god, seriously? You got an email from somebody called Confirm Your Email. I mean, what are you, a whore? Seriously, what are you, a slut? What are you, a whore?
Hey, look at this. You got Nigerian prince, okay? You know that slut team. You're one of their princes already. Right? Yeah, come with you.
Fashion forecaster. And I liked it. Bethany's like, oh, you got to be approved. You got to be approved to get on this site. It like immediately let Sonia in, okay? Like, that's why they didn't even mention what the site was. They're not allowed to.
Yeah.
Okay? The site was like, no! It's the kind of free advertising no one wants. Yeah. So it takes all the shit that the internet says about you, and it compiles it for you into your bio. Who does that? Who thought that that would be a great idea? That's terrible. Ronnie, church place, Domino's, 19 free pizzas, you know, mommy issues, new jeans, old navy. Like, oh, I sound hot. Bravo podcast. Oh, they're lining up out there to fuck me.
You never know. You never know.
Oh, I do. I know.
So Sonia's profile, as compiled by a robot, says that she is a toaster oven and special appearance and lifestyle expert, model/actress/event producer, publicist/entertainer/film producer.
Whore. I mean,
that's it. That's all.
Slut.
I had nothing else. I felt like that just stood on its own.
I just put et cetera, et cetera. But I really think that the stuff that Sonia puts out on the internet is more entertaining than anything we could come up with. Oh, and on her blog, by the way, because Stephanie, who am I? Where am I?
St. Louis.
Bethany's like, you got to be strategic with the men. So on her blog, Sonia's like, strategic? With men? Maybe. Like, Sonia's getting mad, but she doesn't know why she's getting mad.
I like the idea that it says toaster oven and special appearance Toaster oven, like it leads with toaster oven. Like, this is the most important thing you have to know.
And we need some Kelly.
She's a toaster oven expert.
We need Kelly Bensimone to be like, you are not a toaster oven chef. You are a toaster oven cook. Okay.
I am the top rack. You are the bottom rack. I am broil. You are bake.
Sonya doesn't even care. All she hears this whole time is free jeans. Okay? That's all she cares about. She's like, I don't know what's going on with Sonya Bethany, but now I get all the jeans. I'm like, I mean, did I say Stephanie again? Sonya and Stephanie? You guys. Bethany and Carol. She's like, I don't know what's going on with Carol and Bethany, but I get all the jeans. I'm like, do you think Carol was ever taking those jeans home? Carol's like, I hope I get some skinny girl jeans under the Christmas tree today.
I was going to take them, but they were the color of last year. Sorry, Sonya. I'm just a little more hip.
So then, Bethany's like mean to her face, but Sonya's like, oh my God, someone's talking to me. And I got free things, so she likes it.
So then she just like moons her.
Yeah.
Because when all else fails, just show your ass to Bethany, you know?
So this is where Dorinda, I don't know, I didn't even know how to start writing the notes because you can never tell what the fuck Dorinda's doing. You see Dorinda, it's like, it's like Muppet Dorinda music. So Dorinda comes in, she's got like an armful of just glittered shit, okay? Yeah. And I'm friends with drag queens, and even I was like, damn girl, that's a lot. Like all these things. So I'm like, she's making a return. And then I was like, well, maybe it's not dresses. Maybe it's like the Hobby Lobby. Like, I don't know what she's doing. So it turns out to be Jelani, where is a place that just gives Dorinda shit to wear. And Dorinda is the worst offender, but at least she admits it. Because she's like, yeah, you know, they let me down. Like, this is the never, listen, every gay should know not to ever let a Dorinda into your business. Okay.
You know, you're just a real slab kebab. That's what you are.
You give them one free meal in their Mac every fucking day.
Yeah.
Also, don't date twinks. Same day.
I just saw a straight guy in the audience go, like, I don't know what that even is. It was you.
I know, I winked at the straight guy. And so she comes in, and, you know, the poor little queen. The queens on this show, I don't know what they do. It's like they grab them by the ankles and just drag them through like burnt sienna crayon melted, you know? So this poor guy is like, hi, welcome to Giovanni. And Dorinda's like, my friend's in a cabaret. He's like, girl, his friend isn't in a cabaret. You're talking to a queen with a jeweled dress store, okay? I'm in a cabaret. I mean, right now.
So Luann shows up, and I actually, you know, I never know whether just to like laugh or just like bow down to all her looks, because she shows up with like sunglasses and like a snow cap, and it was like so bizarre, but I was like, this is why I love Luann, because she will show up with that look.
Late, like an hour late to get free shit. Who does that? Like knocking on the homeless shelter like 2 hours later, like, open up! Like, excuse me.
Well, I was walking down 8th Avenue in a spiral of shame. They were throwing bologna sandwiches right at my head, and I was taken back to that time I was in the clink. I was in such a dark place, I just couldn't get here on time. I learned so much gangster rap then.
So Dorinda takes that time that she's waiting to try on every faux like Muppet fur that they have. I'm like, that's where Dorinda's getting all this. Has Dorinda ever bought one thing in her life? Because we see all of her outfits in there. You know those big like faux fur like like IKEA bathroom rug things she wears.
So you don't have to point at me when you do that. Oh,
you're my muse. So. Yeah, big furs. So she's like, well, okay, listen, she loves jumpsuits. It's like, again, telling the gay guy. It's like, okay, cabaret's jumpsuits. You just described my entire friend list. So Lou comes in, and Dorinda's like, you're late. And she's like, oh, well, you know what it's like. But I thought, what would Dorinda do? It's like, oh, God, don't go there. She'd drink the coat.
Yeah, she would yell at every taxi driver. So they start like trying on dresses. They all look really good and stuff. And Luann finds one that she loves. It's like really fun blue number, and Luann just loves it. And Dorinda says one of the meanest things a woman could ever say. She's like, "Well, I hate to say it, but it's Ramona Blue." Luann's like, "Burn it to hell."
How
actually, she literally goes, "Oh, now I'm going to vomit." You just ruined it for me.
And Luann's also one of those people that you just have to naturally hate because she goes in and they give her anything and she's like, "Oh my God, I don't even have to alter it or hem it. Everything just fits like a glove."
Just fits like a glove. I'm literally wearing a glove and it fits just like a glove. By the way, gloves never fit me properly, so I don't know where that expression came from.
So Dorinda's like, "Yeah, you like it? You like your free clothes? What happened with your court case?" Like, Dorinda is loving this drama with Luann being a drunk and stuff, because you know Dorinda is like two steps from that. And you know when you're about to go to rehab and you start accusing everyone around you of being drunk. That's what she's doing.
Like, what's it like?
Well, it was good once the bruises cleared up from all those bologna sandwiches hitting me in the head.
I lost a tooth on a mustard packet. It was crazy.
Disgusting. So she's like, "Well, in a best case scenario, they're hoping I wouldn't be charged with a criminal allegation because, you know, I didn't have criminal intent.
You know what?
I'm not some Law and Order spinoff." I mean, it was innocent, you know. I just, when I said, "I'm going to kill you all," I just meant, like, I'm going to kill you with a wonderful performance of Cabaret. 3, 2, 1. Killing you softly with my songs. Killing you softly in Florida. Palm Beach, Tom and I got married over there. Killing me softly. Yes, baloney at my head.
Let's get back here, you're arrested. Like, you know I don't have intent. And then they show the clip. I'm going to kill you.
I'm going to kill all of you. Kill all of you.
My favorite cops video ever. Why? Why can't you take off my clothes? I'm going to kill you guys. My butt crack is hanging out. I just felt it. I'm so sorry. Sorry, Morgan. Hey, everybody, that's Morgan, the merch girl. She's hot. Love you, Morgan.
Hey, Morgan. Everyone go buy your stuff.
I'm going to kill you all.
I'm secretly sad that they cuffed her again so quickly because I would have liked it if they like gave her like a little weapon and just saw her like swing it, you know? Like, they're pod people.
And she also makes everything, like, she rewrites her own bio, you know? Like, she makes everything sound so good. She's like, "Well, you know, I'm really glad I took that initiative to go to rehab."
I'm so glad I participated in that Scared Straight program. Really taught me a few things.
You know, those cops were just driving around. They looked like they wanted to feel good at their job, so I got in their car. Yeah. So glad I helped those cops out. What a giver.
So refreshing to get back in touch with bologna sandwiches. What a lovely treat. You okay?
I mean, people... No one deserves this. Okay.
Ronnie is readjusting.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Oh, you know, theater in the round. You know how it is. Basically, Luann is shocked that she can't just get off free. She's like, "But I'm rich." So apparently they're going to make her go to court, you know. She's like, "Oh, I am shocked." And Dorinda's like, "What happens with the misdemeanor? It's no big deal, right?"
"Oh, I know misdemeanor. That's a gangster rapper, right?" Has a song about working it, something like that.
Pass that Dutch oven. Pass that Dutch oven.
She would do the Le Creuset version of that song. Pass the Dutch oven to the left-hand side.
I know, I know.
So
Dorinda's like, "You know, it's no big deal. It's going to go where it's going to go."
Dorinda's that woman who never gets off the bus. It's like, last stop.
Yeah, I guess we're here.
Okay, so Tinsley at her hotel apartment.
Yes, the hotel apartment. So it's time for Tinsley to pack her clothes. So she does what any good reality star does. She has her gay come over to watch her and be like this.
He's like, "What? You keep clothes in the oven? What? You put your shoes in a box without bubble wrap?" I'm like, stop thinking like a poor person, okay? Rich dad, poor dad. Read it.
He's like, "What in the Carrie Bradshaw is happening?"
I know, that's so sad. That hurt. And I really like Tinsley, but I believe that people who name their dogs Bambi should automatically be shot. There, I said it. Okay. Bambi. Do you know what happened to poor Bambi?
It's Do you know what happened story. To this poor gay? He had to sit there and watch Tinsley throw shoes into a box. He was like, no, not the shoes. She's like, wah. Oh, my like babies. I hope that's not how she shoots her eggs.
He wanted to bubble wrap the shoes. I mean, gays, you know.
What would the world be without him? I applaud him. I applaud him. Yes, standards.
So can we basically see, oh, she yeah. put like a futon in a bedroom and put her clothes in there. I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Glad you curled your hair for this. Okay.
Yeah. Someone just shook their head like,
So Luann has just gotten out of her AA meeting.
Oh.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for? Like, just say your fucking name and sit down, lady.
Because there's something in this meeting, and there's something in your eyes. Is it me you're looking for, or a bottle of wine? Huh? Anyway, so Luann does what any good person does after getting out of AA. She goes and meets with Carol at a coffee shop. I don't know how that keeps you on the wagon, but I guess it does.
And Carol has shown up as a leather daddy, like a little tiny leather daddy today. She's in her like little leather daddy hat. She's like, She's wearing her little motorcycle glove things, you know, which is nice.
Carol, I think you have a stigmata of some sort on your head.
No, it's my heart from Tinsley.
Oh, God. Carol would get crucified like this. Like looking all cute.
I want to be crucified in a fashionable manner.
Okay, watching Luann order coffee made my life. Okay, this was a great episode in a lot of ways, but this was the best part. Has Luann ever had coffee in her life? The poor guy behind the counter is doing this.
He's like, first I heard there was some crazy lady just throwing shoes in a box, and now this.
So Carol's like, you hungry? And Luann's like,
Maybe.
What's that? I'm like, what? And then she goes,
okay, hi. Hi, terrified gay. I'll have a cup of regular coffee.
And she goes, regular coffee? All right, well, I'll have the same, please.
This coffee. Carol's like,
I'll have it with cold milk.
Cold
milk?
Cold milk. Is John Quijones about to walk in? What would you do?
It's called milk.
Milk.
That's made with potatoes, right?
Milk.
And she's like, well, what do? Get hot milk?
And Luann goes,
I mean, it's not room temperature, but it's...
Do you shake that up?
Is that orange stuff they put in a glass sometimes? No.
I'm an AA, so I'll just have a coffee and soda. She's so confused by coffee, it's hilarious. Yeah. So Carol's like, look, it's so great to be out in the day. And Luann's like,
have we always been on a cast together? Are you new? Who is this person?
Are there any blackout curtains for this? I don't want everybody to see me on stage.
Who are all these people around here?
So she's like,
so, AA, huh?
She's like,
She goes, what do they say in AA?
And she goes, well, you know what they say. You have to stay away from people, places, and things.
I'm basically a Mad Lib now.
So Carol goes,
well, what is that, people who drink?
And then Luann goes, and places that drink.
And I guess goes, things that you drink.
She goes, what are things? And she goes, I guess drugs.
I don't know.
People that drink, places that drink, and I don't know, drugs.
Maybe that milk you put in your coffee. Whatever that is. Where does milk come from anyway?
Well, you squeeze the things and I come...
Oh, disgusting. Who's this ridiculous thing, Carol?
Quiet over there, Radzie. So Radzie is just loving this, you know, because she hates Luann. I don't care what she's saying. And she's like,
I love this Luann.
Because it's hilarious. So she's like, I love her.
So now let's talk more about rehab. What do you...
Wait, hold on.
She goes, what advice do they give you in rehab? And Lorraine goes, oh, you know, day by day, minute by minute, year by year, mile by mile, inch by inch, hour by hour.
You take the good, you take the bad. You take them both, and there you have the facts of life.
Facts of life.
The facts of life.
One day at a time.
One day at a time.
Golden Girls. Love Boat.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. Carol, I bet we've been together for a million years. And I bet we'll be together for a million more.
Wait a minute.
So then she goes, Carol, because Carol is just not buying this, you know. No one's buying this. So Carol goes,
that must be scary for you to switch up your routines.
It sure is, Carol. Hit it, boys.
Like, oh, geez. Why would you say routines around Luann? Okay. We're never going to get out of here. So Carol goes,
it's not like you can't be around people who are drinking, right?
I'm like, she literally just said people, places, things, Carol. You're a writer. You should understand these concepts. I like the way Luann, I like Luann's mindset. She's like, well, today I'm not going to drink, and tomorrow I don't plan on drinking. And I'm good with that. I'm good with that. I'm like, that's a good commitment.
Oh, that's the way they do it, you guys. If you say, I'm never drinking again, you get drunk. Okay?
I feel bad for Luann because we all kind of want her to keep drinking, but she can't drink now because it's like all public. I kind of want like someone to be like,
Luann totally
you can do it. You can do it, Luann. It's okay. We don't.
They do. Everybody does. Has anybody ever tried to be sober for 5 minutes? People aren't supportive. They're just acting like it on the show. That's how people are. They're like, congratulations. How's AA? Want to meet at a bar? So how's it going? Oh, great. Is it hard? Well, that's how we are. I mean, I've done it. We've all done it. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Luann ain't sober. Read the blogs, okay?
Someone just yelled out Kim Richards. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, Kim Richards. Now, Kim Richards is sober.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no judgment here. Just don't drive a car.
So Carol's talking about how much she likes the new Luann. She's taking accountability for her stuff and everything. And they're just like, and they start talking about Sonia. I don't even remember what they're talking about because I was so distracted by the fact that like some Stephen Sondheim guy came and sat right next to Luann. Did you notice that?
Yes,
that cut to Luann. Where you be Luann.
Okay.
Reading a book like right on her shoulder. And he's like acting like he's pretending like the cameras aren't there. Like, what? I'm just going to read my book about postmodern film. That's it. I'm just a New Yorker. Just sitting here. I'm like, sir, can you get out of the frame, please?
Get out of here. Either contribute or get the fuck out of here.
Wearing his Film Fest Munchin 2008 hat. Come on.
Yeah, in my mind, he's in a beret. Was he not in a beret?
He had a beret essence about him, but he
was not. Yeah, he did. I just colored things.
He was wearing a cap. He was very. He spoke of a beret.
Yeah, I remember it very clearly.
Yeah. Meanwhile, of course, if I were there, I'd be doing the exact same thing, let's be honest. Yeah.
And Carol's like,
well, now that we're friends, you should dump Sonia. What a stupid whore. You're going to let her in your show?
Yeah. She's like, well, she's not going to be Sonia. She's going to be what I tell her to be. I'm like, okay. I cannot wait until Sonia shows her butt. Cannot wait.
Okay. Hey, you know what? I think it's time that we all get in shape and we go work out with Deborah at the gym with Ramona. Okay? Whoa. Look at Deborah. She handles those free weights so well. It's like she does so many sets and reps. She's got a perfect body. But guess what? So do I. That's why people often confuse me for my best friend daughter, Avery. Okay? Sorry. Sorry. I work
twin bodies, okay? So you know that this is really one of Ramona's friends? Because she's like...
she's like, mortified.
She's like horrified to be there. No one will shoot with Ramona except this poor Deborah girl. And she's already prepared because she's like hanging onto a rope. Like she could use it at any moment. You know, she's like, she's just hanging on one of those Pilates. I mean, I'm assuming that's what they are. But she's like, oh. Like Ramona just never shuts up. You know, she comes in and she's like, oh my God, Deborah. This is so amazing to have you train with me. This is nuts. We're like training, but we're training together. And Deborah's just like...
She's like watching her gym membership be canceled as I speak. Last time I worked out, it was with bunch of ex-convicts was not cool, déclassé. For me, the best part about staying in shape is that it doesn't matter what I put on. I look good in it. It's all about the clothes that I steal, okay? I'm sorry.
Ramona looks good in everything like a beer always looks good in a koozie. You know what I mean? It's like this weird, just like beer shape. And I mean, who doesn't love a beer shape? It's a standard shape. But it's like, you can change the koozie.
I love a beer koozie. I love a beer koozie. So,
everything looks good on me.
It just makes me feel better about me, okay? I'm sorry. Because it wasn't always like that, okay? This one time when I was a little girl, I was looking in the mirror. And I was like, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's going to grow up to be the most like her daughter of all? And Geraldine Parsons Smith came in and said, get out of my mirror, you ugly little girl. You're an ugly, ugly little girl, and you'll always be ugly. And to this day, I can't look in a mirror. I'm sorry, but I can't. I'm sorry. Day class set.
Day class set. So Deborah knows where this is going. Ramona's already had a monologue about, you know, how the first time she worked out was on one of those shaker machines in the 50s. It's
just... She had one of those like bathing caps that has like the flowers on it.
Yes, it's like the Handmaid's Tale workout. So Deborah knows what's next, you know, because it's Ramona. So it's like, dick, that's what's next, you know. So she goes, so the guy you're dating, Ramona's like, he's out of town with his kids. She goes, is that the one from the wedding that you met? And she's like, I can't even keep him straight anymore. I don't even know. Hey, there's so many guys. It's like everywhere I go. It's like a walk outside. It's God's phone.
God's.
God.
It's literally raining men. Wait, are you talking about... You must be talking about the colonel, right? He's a very handsome man who cooks wonderful chicken.
No, Ramona, that was a billboard you saw for KFC.
The colonel. Aren't there colonels in Handmaid's Tale too? You guys, I'm so sorry. I can't get over the Handmaid's Tale. I need Aunt Lydia to be in this show and just be like, Ramona, you little slut.
What if Aunt Lydia is just Lydia? I don't even watch the show. I don't even know what I'm making jokes about.
Let's be the friend.
Let's just get pregnant.
Under his eye. Okay. So then, everyone's groaning. I know, I'm sorry to do that to you. Under a thought, okay?
So Ramona's now like, she's really like, very. She's gonna talk, give us some tools of the trade, tips of the trade. She's like, I don't know why I'm so good at flirting. I don't even know if you call it flirting. I just call it, I'm very open to meeting men, okay? I don't know why I'm so good at being open to meeting men. I don't know what.
I'm like, that means you're flirting. That's what flirting is. You're 61 years old. You know what flirting is at this point.
I have a high libido. What can I say? Okay? It's hot. My libido's hot. Starts doing that like... So then we get her straw flirting, which is the best thing ever, because they show this clip every time Ramona's like, oh my God, my vagina still works, which is like every week. They show this clip of Ramona when she's like, this is how you flirt with someone. She's bleeding from like 10 different places. We get to see, like, this scene is already perfect. They could have cut this entire thing and I'd have been like, what a great episode. It's a classic. Put it down, you know?
Yeah.
But then we get to see Ramona work out. On the Pilates machine.
Ramona on the Pilates machine.
Good. I work out better than her.
It's because I'm very sexually active, okay? What's appealing to me is a man in his 50s, someone who's smart. I mean, I know I'm smart, but I want someone who's smarter than me or as smart, okay? I mean, obviously, I have to be madly sexually attracted to him too, okay? I'm sorry, but Matt Lauer was not so bad, okay? It's like,
Matt Lauer's not the only one to have a button under his desk, I'll tell you that. Could you imagine Ramona? She'll be like, You're stuck here forever, okay?
I'm sorry, Mario. You're stuck, okay?
Mario. But Ramona likes to say she's so smart, but then her foot, like, wavers on the Pilates machine, and she's like, oh my God, I lost my foot.
It's an earthquake.
And the Australian trainer chick's like, you lost your foot? Really? Like, she's over it. She just hates Ramona already. She's like, yeah, my footies. Whatever you call it. What is it, a foot? Footies? Feet? Inches? Feet?
What do you call those things at the bottom of your leg? Flutes? Fleet? What is that word? Sorry, I don't know all the words in the English language, but I want a man who's as smart as I am, okay?
And then it gets better, because Dorinda goes to church.
Dorinda and Luann.
I mean...
And Luann literally says, like, our version of Luann. They're walking down the street, and Luann goes, can you believe it? That's where my AA meetings are. I'm like, that's a bar.
And Dorinda's like, well, it's my church over there. I'm like, it's probably the same building, you idiots. You know, that's where they hold AA meetings.
Also a bar.
So Dorinda's like, look at me, Luann. You ain't going there. I can take it to church. You know what church is good for? Catching up, keeping up, knocking it down, having fun. I'm like, does Dorinda even know what church is? What? Does she know what church is for? She's describing church totally wrong. She's like, as we go, relax.
And Dorinda's hilarious. I mean, she's really testing Lou because she's like, yeah, you know, it's hard in New York City. You know, you hear, like, last night I got a box, I had all these balls, it was stag, stag. The woman's like, stag leap. Like, she's, like, salivating. Yeah, you know, delicious wine. I just sat down and poured myself a glass. Oh, so delicious. It's trickling down my throat by the fireplace. When it was snowy, so I had another glass. The woman's like, I'm going to kill you. Yeah. Why are you telling me this?
And the man's like, did you finish the whole bottle? I would have. Back in the day. And
have you heard about this milk?
What a horror show. Have you heard about daytime?
And Dorinda's like, well, you know, obviously you've gotten rid of all the booze in your house, right? She's like, well, I still have to do that. I'm planning on doing that. Mm-hmm. It's been like 3 episodes that rosé has been in the freezer.
And Dorinda's like, oh, you know, it's so weird. It's only in New York. Like, in the Berkshires, I don't need to drink at all. I'm like, we've seen you in the Berkshires. Like, literally 2 weeks ago. What are you talking about? Now, that's someone delusional enough to, like, lie in AA. Well, I'm just here because it's silly. You know, I wouldn't be in AA in the Berkshires. That's for sure. Hello, my name is Dorinda Medley.
I mean, the Berkshires is where... Like, about 4 seasons ago, we came back from commercial break, and we just see the women walking into a restaurant, and Dorinda's already ranting at Heather, being like, you walked in the restaurant without me, but from the same neighborhood. She drinks in the Berkshires. And that was an amazing scene. And by the way, do not stop drinking the Berkshires. None of this is a criticism. It's an affirmation.
Yeah, it is great. You go to AA, then we go to church. I'm like, no, this isn't great. This is why people start drinking again. Like, stop this. So then Luann's like, oh, 30 days. 30 days. It's like the minimum. Like the bare minimum. I mean, so good. I love this show. So then, of course, we're in church, and Dorinda's like, yes, we like you. I like you. I'm like, you guy, don't let John climb on top of me again. Jesus Christ. I'm gonna die really late. Please let the little jingle bell I put on the front door work, and John comes stumbling in, it'll ring, and I'll wake up. Please, God.
Please tell Bethany to give me credit for the nutcracker.
Luann's taking the novena like, yes, Jesus, yes.
Oh, God.
It's like that coffee.
I thought it was so sweet, though. I really did think it was sweet that Dorinda lit a candle for Luann. I mean, that's why I love
Luann's
Dorinda.
Luann's not dead. You light candles for dead people, right?
The old Luann is dead. She was killed by a bologna sandwich to the head.
No, that's why I will always love Dorinda. I mean, I love all these women, but like, why I always love Dorinda is as crazy as she is. Like, there's something so lovable and sweet about her. I love her. I want her to light a candle.
Until next week, when you're a drunk and a loser and a prisoner. That's what you are, slut. It's like, we always forget. Well,
love shows its form in many different ways.
Damn. So, and one of it just spit in Luann's face in the preview.
So while they're there looking over Luann's sobriety candle, that's like the perfect time to mention that Carol's having a speed dating party. And you know, Luann's like, oh, the last thing I need is to date anyone or be on speed, you know? So people place things, am I right? So Dorinda's like, yeah, it's funny because it's telling Carol about it. And Carol's like, well, I don't want every Tom, Dick, or Harry to show up. And I said, well, she's already done Tom and Harry, so maybe Dick will show up. And Luann just goes like this. Funny.
And Luann's confused, and she's like, oh, that's great, Radville. Dick.
Dick.
So grossed up by the name Dick. So Andy in a pink suit. Okay.
All right.
That's all. I mean, it was
no,
like
that's
really
not all.
Pink.
That's not. Did anyone? I watched that show last night.
Okay, that's not all this.
Did anyone watch What Happens Live last night?
The Rock was on.
This is what happened in the first minute of the show. Hey, so I'm famous for having a long tongue, and I hear you have a long tongue. Whose tongue is longer? Split screen of them showing their tongue. I was like, I don't know how this was snubbed for the Emmys. I just don't.
It's better than the commercial. The commercial was good. He's like, hey, guys, guess what? The Rock is going to be here. The Rock is going to be here. And then you know how it's just like he just does this while the camera stays on him. He's like.
Just stands there in the breeze.
They're like, keep rolling, Andy. Keep rolling. And so he goes like this. I mean, that is just classic. And I was like, I'm never watching that. Okay, so Carol has some weird new music. Oh, because she's about to meet Rory, the swinger lady with heavy eyelids. Rory, that's her name. I call her a swinger just because she just looks like that lady in the bar who's like, her eyes can't open because they're like this. They're so heavy with the fake eyelashes.
Yeah.
I ain't judging your eyelashes, but if you can't lift your eyes, change them.
Yeah.
Trying to help you.
Yeah,
she's
Rory.
She's like, here's what we're going to do. You guys are going to get to move when you want, but then there's going to be guys, and it's going to be fast. Okay? And then one of her eyes like starts fluttering off.
It was devastatingly accurate. So,
thank you. I was like, oh, my eyes hurt. What I do for my art.
I think this is the best thing that Carol has ever done is like have a speed dating party, because this entire scene, the sequence, this rest of the episode was just pure comedy. Like one thing after the next. Just purely amazing.
Yeah, it's very...
So Carol shows up and Rory's like, oh, Carol, I'm so glad you're here. Listen, I found this hot guy over there in the red scarf. He's just for you. Go flirt with him.
Cue Ramona.
Hello.
Okay. Hi. Oh my God.
You know what
Rory.
Color goes well with Ramona? Blue. Scarf. Red.
Look at you, Roy. Winter white. Red. Scarf. Scarf. Red. Winter Whoa. White.
I'm scarf. In. Scarf. Okay. Burns. It's good. Cold in here. There must be some romance in the atmosphere. Okay. So Ramona's like, let's meet some men. Let's get a head jump. A jump. Head, a bumper sticker. Let's get a bump and a jump and a goosebumps. Let's get a jump.
Jumper. Call it foot, footy,
jump,
footy,
jump,
whatever.
A car.
Reggae.
Potatoes.
Gay.
Gays.
Gays. I don't know. Potato. Potato.
What,
tomato.
Whatever you call.
Tomato. Listen. Tomato. Tomato. You say. Tomato?
Whatever you call.
I say tomato.
Someone who's as smart as I am. Okay. Let's get it. Let's get a jump pump.
Oh my God. So she's like, now this is a weird thing in this episode. Everybody's like, oh, I've seen her before. I've seen her in Miami. What's that about? Like, everybody has seen each other before. There's something shifty happening in Miami that we're going to find out on this show.
Yeah, it's Carol's called Miami.
Like, oh my, or Ramona's like, oh my God, Winter White. Rory, oh my God, your eyes okay? One of them's closed. And then Carol's like,
oh my God, you know Rory?
She's like, yeah, I met her one time in Miami. All right, with men. Jump, start, start, jump. Start, jump, jump, jump. Start, jump, jump. That's the first one. We'll get to the next one.
So Ramona starts going up to men, which is like terrifying for all parties involved. And she's
oh
like,
my God, your name is
what's
a
your
moly?
Name? Emo?
What is that?
Emu?
Moly?
Emu? Like the bird?
What is it? Like a chocolate salsa?
Smart. Salsa. I love salsa.
What nationality are you, Mexican mole?
It's like, Mexican. Oh my God. I don't eat mole because I don't eat rodents, okay? Emo? And he's like, ammo. He's like, oh, what nationality are you? He's like, American. Oh, where's that?
Like Caucasian American or American? American. Ramona. Okay, so then Dorinda comes in, and she's like, I don't like you, Missy Day. And Dorinda's doing, first of all, Dorinda looks really unhappy in this whole scene. It's only in her talking heads that she's like doing that happy thing where she starts squealing, like basically like everyone else on this cast. But she's like, you know, I love the party, especially a dame. I'm like, who, what? Calm down, okay? We'll believe that you're happy, Dorinda. You don't have to squeal.
So like, I love a dream party. I just lit a candle for ammo.
Ammo, mole.
So Ramona, she finds Red Scarf.
Okay, you're just gonna have to drive now.
No, you can.
No, look at all this. Ben, this is like. Ronnie,
it's like. And then the tiling on the ceiling.
Yeah. I own a pizza place. You, oh my God, I love that guy. You guys, I'm speed dating right now. I'm like, oh my God, this guy was cute.
So Ramona sees the Red Scarf. And honestly, I can't put it past her because all the guys in this thing, they're like people I met at my bar mitzvah. You know, this is like. Also, half of them look like Ina Garten's husband, Jeffrey. Let's be honest. I love Jeffrey, but I wouldn't want to run into him in a speed dating situation. If you don't know who Jeffrey is, shame on you.
There are some horrifying men in this thing. Basically, the men are like drooling from the mouth. I don't know where they got these men. It's like central casting, but the men...
They're all
like
from my synagogue.
Anybody over 50, and they... They're
all from my synagogue. It's like, so? Did you daven yet today? They're like...
Yeah, they're all just standing there like, coming in. And these women have to like try and make something work.
Speed dating of the dead. So Ramona's like, whoa, Red Scarf, hi. So she's very coy. She's like, so, well, I have a house in the Hamptons, not on the highway, because I'm a maven. Okay, by the beach, okay? It's on the water. Because, you know, there's water at the beach. What sort of beach doesn't have water, okay? Very smart, okay? I understand geography. There's fish in the water, too. That's how fish work. They're in the water. They're not on the land. It's really pretty. It's really pretty. Pretty beach with water and fish. And boats. I forgot to tell you about the boats. There are a lot of boats in the water, okay?
Lots of shells in the sea. Lots of seas in the seashells.
A lot of shells. There's not always a fish in the shell, though. You should know that. When you find a shell, you might not find a fish in it, okay?
One time, I was at my house on the beach, and the phone rang, and I picked up a shell, and I said, hello?
Like, her flirting. Everyone's like, yeah, Ramona's such a good flirt. I'm like, this is the cringiest shit I've ever seen in my... I mean, I've never met anybody who said, I own a house that I didn't immediately get a boner for, you know? It's like human instinct. Yeah. Like, that's how boners work. You hear house, and you're like, boing! But Ramona, I was like, oh my God. Like, my penis literally detached and ran. I was, like, running down the hallway. It's like, come back here. I might need you one day.
She's like, so tell me about you. Yes, so my daughter is very attractive. The way I like my drinks is I like to have three drinks. I like to have a short drink, and then a tall drink with two limes and some tequila, and then a medium-sized drink. And that could be gentleman's choice, okay?
And then Dorinda was doing your favorite thing, where you see people talking like, look at us speed dating, or whatever. And then you see Dorinda in the background talking to Rory like this.
Pointing.
Like Dorinda's drunk talking, pointing, and her earrings are just like...
And it was a great study of contrast, because then we cut to Sonia, who's just like, do I smell like mothballs? I feel like I smell like mothballs.
This is an old Valentino and just happened to pull out. It has mothballs, so.
This actually isn't a cutout. This has just been eaten away by all the moths. I want to kill them, but they're so helpful around the house.
And then Dorinda goes, you gotta look at everybody talking to the Red Scarf guy.
Oh! And then me came in and said, I thought that was Adam. And Carol goes, maybe Adam's dead.
And they started cracking up. And then Carol's like,
oh shit, come back!
come back.
There's nothing to make you get back together with an ex like going to a night like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like...
And then it just cuts back to Ramona, who's still sitting with this guy who's like this, and she's like, I'd love to entertain. I love to cook. I love traveling. Florida. The islands. Any island. I'll go to any island.
Houston.
Except Staten. Aspen. L.A. 56th Street. 57th Street. 58th Street. 59th Street. I love them all. I'll just go anywhere.
The Bronx, Barbados,
Aruba,
America,
Jamaica.
Like
ooh, I want to take you life. To Bermuda and Bahamas. Oh, pretty mama. Don't Key Largo, Montego. Oh, baby, baby, why don't we go to the Poconos?
Ramona really leans in with her. It's like aggressive. She does like, I wish I could cross my legs, right? She does like cross it, but she leans in like.
Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Like, get off me.
She does this thing. She's like, and she does the, like a, she like, she likes to stick her like lower like lip under her teeth to really be it. She's like, I'm told my most attractive quality are my front two teeth.
I like when she acts like she's in a silent movie, but you can still hear her. She goes like this. She's like. Like she's a really bad extra in a musical in the background.
Yeah, like,
you know. You know that they're recording the sound on this, right?
Well, that's why she's so good on Lip Sync Battle, okay?
Oh, God.
My God milkshake brings all the milkshakes to the milk. And that's why they're like, Luann's like, milkshakes.
Speaking of bad chorus people, that is Ramona, because when you're in musical theater, as some of us have been in our past, they tell you, you know, standing in the background when you're supposed to talk, they're like, you're not really supposed to talk, Ron, you goddamn idiot. Like, what? Like, just move your mouth and to yourself say, watermelon butterflies or whatever.
Yeah. Rhubarb. For me, it was rhubarb. Yeah. It was rhubarb, 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 rhubarb.
Watermelon, rhubarb, whatever.
Rhubarb.
So
rhubarb,
that's Ramona rhubarb on Lip Sync Battle. There's like, my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and Ramona's like,
rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb. You know what show I love? I love Rhubarb's Drag Race. So Bethany walks in, of course, like the gray cloud on speed. I mean, speed dating's already kind of a gray cloud, but at least they're pretending it's sunny. And then she walks in, she's like, ah, I know Scott guy. Anyway, yeah. I'm out of Miami. Yeah. Yeah, we had lunch a few minutes later. Yeah. He really likes me the most. Yeah.
Yeah, I met him in Miami.
Yeah, met him in Miami. Yeah.
Ah, the plot thickens. Yeah. What are you? Hi.
What are you? Hi. Nice to meet you. Hi. Speed dating? Okay. 3, 2, 1. We're done. Okay. 3, 2, 1. We're done. Okay. 3, 2, 1. All right, I finished it.
Good to see your red scarf. Yeah, I remember that from Miami.
I'm like, who wears a scarf in Miami ever? What the hell is going on in Miami? I'm telling you, it's something. Mark my own.
Red scarf.
Mark them now.
So yeah, Bethany's like, oh yeah, I saw him in Miami and he said, we'll see you here, and luckily here I am seeing him, and like here I am
at
the place, and there's someone I know. Like, it's crazy.
Like, what is this? Like, speed dating? How do you call it? Speed, I know him already. How about that? Speed, I know him.
Like,
speed,
it's literally
speed,
crazy.
We're friends.
It's
okay,
like
speed, we already had lunch.
It's like
okay?
Eight people talking in one lady's head crazy. It's like seriously crazy. So, let's see. Tinsley's like, oh my God, I'm not supposed to date. I'm with Scott.
I'm a Southern girl. I need to be wined and dined.
What am I even doing here?
And then the shady-ass producers cut to her Frenching Scott on the phone. They go, Scott and Tinsley's first date. I love some shady producers.
So then it's just Dorinda and Tinsley as the single girls. I'm like, you know that, or the together girls, both of them are always broken up with by their boyfriends. I have a very loose... They're very loose. I'll just stop there. You know what
I'm like,
saying.
I don't think that's what happened with Dorinda. But.
Wasn't so, it Dorinda? She was there as the one who was together. She wasn't speed dating. It was Dorinda.
Yeah, she was just watching.
Right?
Yeah, she was just watching. So she and Tinsley are just watching. They're just standing there, and they walk by. There's like one sad guy that's like just standing here like, I was told to come here tonight. So he's just standing there, and Dorinda just looks at him and goes, like, she's like looking at Tinsley like, and she just goes, she's coupled, you need to go coupled, get out of here, get out, shoot.
It's like, okay.
Cheese couple, move along.
I cannot believe John didn't show up. That was the biggest surprise, is that John did not show up at this. So then we start seeing all these dates, and they're hilarious. And this guy tells Sonia, I want to get to know you. And she's like, oh my God, look at your hands. You have ruddy skin.
I grew up with ruddy skin.
Yeah, I grew up with that.
It's like, oh my it's God. Like she's the only one who could like neg someone and then make it like a bonding moment. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God, you have horrific breath. I always have horrific breath. And I like that Carol sits down with this guy named Dwayne, and he's like, nice to meet you. He's like, hi. She's like, hi there. And they sit down, and he goes, so, who are you? I was like, oh my God. Is this what you women have to deal with on a regular basis? I'm sorry.
I'm a woman with fingerless gloves and four vases of tulips from Adam. I also co-parent a dog named Baby with a guy named Tramp and another gay guy down the hallway. I don't really ever like to lock my doors, but I'm really not going to get serious.
He's just hanged himself.
Yeah. It's called speed dating.
And then now, we go back.
No.
So then we cut back to Ramona with the red scarf. And now she's being very over. She's sitting there. Now she's got her legs crossed. And now she's just rubbing her ass. She's just going like this. I don't even know what speed dating is.
Yeah.
What's speed dating? I mean, I have a lot of energy. Wink, wink, wink. That took a lot of energy to wink. Just like, look at me touching my butt. That's a lot of energy. I was working out with Deborah this morning. A lot of energy, okay?
I was working out with Deborah. A lot of energy. It's when I lost my foot.
So then Rory comes over because, like, Bethany really does put the speed in speed dating. You know, she's like, what are you doing? What are you looking at? What do you want? What are you, a guy? Yeah. I'm a girl. Huh? Like, seriously, I have kids you have a dick. Like, seriously, I'm a girl,
George?
You're a guy. Big deal. Like, what am I
supposed
to do?
What's your name, like, George or Roger? Like, which one is it? Like, I have kids. I'll be one of those two, okay?
It's like, oh my God, you're hurting. So Rory comes over and she's like, okay, let me jumpstart some conversations here, okay? Now, if you had to prioritize, Bethany, tell me how you're going to prioritize sex, food, laughter, and love, or something. And Bethany goes, laughter, food, love, sex. I'm like, yeah. I think food and sex both lose in this equation. You know, I'm just going to go out on a limb.
Sounds like people, places, and things, if you ask me.
All things I'm not allowed to do anymore.
So Luann, meanwhile,
love,
is here.
Food, laughter, people, places, things.
So Luann, believe it or not, is actually in this scene. And she is, like, horrified. Probably because at this point she's already dating her agent. But so she's just sitting there, and she's just, like, so bored. And she's sitting there with a guy, and she's just sitting here like this. You be the guy. So, how long have you been not breathing through your nose?
Hey. Hey.
That's awesome.
Hey, Debran. What'd you do today?
Well, I was rehearsing for my cabaret show, which I have. It's cabaret.
I don't even know what that means.
Really?
Oh. Really? You don't know what a cabaret means?
Speed dating, more like speed offensiveness.
And then it comes back to Bethany and she's like,
yeah, food, sex, love, pizza, food, pizza, love, sex, love, sex. You know what? Pizza. Yeah. It's pizza. Like sex. Like, even when it's bad, it's good.
And the guy goes,
I own a pizza place.
Is it a hot? So now we go.
I was like,
is it hot? Are your pizza hot? Your pizza hot? So so then we cut to, now, I mean, this guy with the red scarf, he really has patience.
Red scarf is the worst. Also, I think he has one of those holes in his throat that he's covering with that scarf.
He's actually dead. His head has been chopped off. Yes. And so if you, like, pull out the scarf, it, like, rolls off.
He's like the lady who works behind the window at Beetlejuice, you know, when they die or whatever. It's like,
oh, I loved juice.
Because he never says any... I think he says, like, two words. He's like, bleh, bleh.
Well, he does at this point start talking about his parents. And yes, he's basically like, so I have a father. And Mona's like, oh, I love this story. Tell me more. Can't wait to hear about your father. Tell me about your father. He's like, well, I have a father, and I also have a mother. Oh, mother. Wow, great story. Love it. Love it. Give away with words. You should go on NPR. Oh, my God. So wonderful.
My sister has a mother who happens to look exactly like my sister, who's my daughter. Suck on that. He's like,
So he doesn't know. He has no idea what to say. So he's like, well, they've been married 50 years. And she's like, oh, my God. It's like how long Carol's been alive this week.
Carol!
I love this story. We should go on The Moth. So he's like, Moth?
The Moth.
The NPR my God, humor.
God, Ramona, please do The Moth. Okay, listen here, PBS. Okay, NPR, reach out. So wait, hold on. Ramona's like, unbelievable. How old are they? 50?
50?
They've been married 50 years? Parents, what a story.
Yes.
What is she doing? And then Dorinda's across the room, and she's like, yeah, it's what we call the Cobra Gang. And it is like that, but it's like a finger tapping Ramona's tongue. I'm sorry.
So, tell me about your parents. I'm smelling you with my tongue. And I smell a successful, smart man in a red scarf. I like the way that smells. The sweet smell of success.
Like, I need her to be in front of one of those giant hamster bottles where you just, like, do this and water comes out.
Well, that's how I stay in shape. I run on a wheel for 13 hours a day.
So Ramona's like, look at Ramona. I mean, Tinsley's like, look at Ramona. She has googly eyes.
Oh, my googly eyes.
So jealous. Okay, so Dorinda's like, watching Ramona this feet, Danny? He's like watching the little kitty before he counts his any tiny little mouse. And then just cut to Ramona.
And then Rory is like, all right, everyone, time to move on. And Scarf is like, oh, time to move on. I didn't even realize I was speed dating. And Ramona's like, so funny. He didn't even realize he was speed dating. What a funny, handsome man.
So then we cut to Beth. So then later we get to Bethany with Red Scarf. She gets her turn. So I say, hey, Brian, remember me? I'm Bethany. You're Brian. Remember me? Miami. Bethany, Brian, BB.
Go to Christmas Fest. Yeah?
And he's
I like your scarf. I hear it's the color of the year. Huh?
And he's like,
yeah, I can't even hear you. Like,
I'm
why are you talking?
I'm only here for you. I heard you were going to be here from Rory. And that's why I came here.
It's like, oh my God, that's so romantic. That's so romantic. Like, a guy heard I was going to be here, so he signed up for speed dating just for me. Like, that's nuts. That's great. That is so that's disgusting. Good. Who would do that? I would be freaked out.
Isn't there a better way that he can get in contact with her than having to submit himself to, like, a flirtation with Ramona at an event? Just so he can get to Bethany.
Bethany's so inviting. He's like sitting in the couch across from her, and he's like, I think I should be closer to you. Like, he's trying to be sexy, but Bethany won't let him. So like, what? Closer? What? Like, what? You want me to give you a blowjob right now? Like, what's going on? Like, seriously? Like, what am I supposed to do? Put your dick all the way down my throat and choke on it? Like, seriously, what do you want? I'm like, it's so romantic.
Yeah.
I can't wait till you tell this story to your children.
I know. So, but we also, before that, the best part also about Red Scarf moving on to Bethany is that then Ramona was stuck with a bunch of duds. They're basically a bunch of Brad Garretts. And she was just, like, so disinterested, and watching Ramona be disinterested was also equally as funny as watching her flirt. Because she's like, all right, hey, so what's going on? Well, sorry, that was Bethany, but it was kind of like Ramona, too. And the guy's like, hi, how are you? She's like, you know, who cares? Who cares? Whatever. Lloyd, I'm Ramona. Hi. Yeah. So, what do you do? Avery, okay. Okay, thanks. I was like, okay.
She has her eye on Red Scarf, okay? And Bethany is gonna like suck up. Like Bethany's the most. They're all so competitive, which I love. So Bethany's like, Red Scarf, Miami, got mine, sucked him, you know, whatever. So this is just making Ramona crazier and crazier. So she's getting ruder and ruder to everybody.
Yeah.
So she walks up to the bar and she's like, oh my God. This guy's like, hey, sexy. She's like, shut up. Okay. Here's what I want. I want 3 glasses for that guy over there because he bought me a drink, so I'm going to buy him a drink. And the guy's like, what did he say?
Well, here's...
The guy kind of shot her down. He's like, I think he's talking to Bethany. She's just, I don't care who he's talking to. Okay, bought me a drink. No, I'm going to buy him a drink. How hard is it to get a tequila around here, okay?
But the most important part of it was the look of fear and urgency in Ramona's eyes, because she was basically, she's like, hoy, I need a tequila because he got me a wine, so we need a tequila right now. Okay. You gotta hurry up. Oh my God.
She's getting close.
She's getting a blowjob. Give me the tequila. Just give me the tequila. Any tequila. Anything will do. Give me that. Give me the schnapps. Oh my God. Oh my God. Hurry up.
But before all that happened.
So funny watching Ramona go crazy. And they're all looking at Bethany like she's doing this great job flirting. And Bethany's like, you're a horrible person. I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to fuck you.
Yeah,
in
you're
your
a stupid
skull.
Person
you
know, with a stupid scarf. Like, what sort of scarf is that?
Yeah.
So meanwhile, someone's talking to Luann. And she's... this guy's like, so I was in Vail for the holidays. And Luann just goes, awesome. I love skiing too.
Yeah, Vail.
He's like, well, what did you do for the holidays? She's like, ha, ha. You ever heard of something called baloney? Never had it thrown at your head while you were in the system?
Have you ever heard of mustard in a little square packet? Sure what I'm supposed to think of that.
Have you ever had one of those days where you go see a jazz singer in the hotel, the person you just got married with a year ago, and you're with a polo player who's your age, and next thing you know, you go up to the wrong floor because your bag's on the third floor, you go on the fourth floor, and you look down, and you go inside a door, and it's not the right door, and then he goes to find Julie, who has a cat, and you're lying there, and you all hear is the meows, and security is there. Have you ever had that happen? Oh, oh my Lord. So then... Ramona does, there's one guy that Ramona sort of likes. It's this guy who's like, so I'm 44. How old are you? She's like, I'm a lady. Don't say my age. How old do you think I am? He's like, about my age. She's like,
oh my God, best compliment I got all night. This is the best compliment I got all night.
So Bethany's over there flirting, and Ramona's still so mad, even though she just got complimented. But Ramona is like totally overcompensating because Bethany's winning. So she's like,
yes! 7, so young! Best.
Look, 44.
She really did.
She's like, yes! So young!
So she gets inspired, so goes to the bar and finally gets that shot or whatever. And she goes, Bethany, who's, you know, still, like, flirting like a jackhammer on a sidewalk, you know?
That's exactly right.
It's like, so then Ramona comes up, and it's like, she doesn't even get a good angle, you know? Like, Ramona's so awkward.
Wait, before Ramona even goes up, I'm so sorry. Ramona finally gets this cocktail, and then there's this guy just standing at the bar, and he's like, he's kind of like the straight version of, what was Carrie Bradshaw's gay? That guy.
Sanford. Okay.
So he's just sitting there and he's like, so Ramona's like, give me the drink. Give me. And so this guy's like, Bethany thinks that he likes her. She's like, I don't care. Yeah. She just yells at him.
You got me a drink, so I'm going to get him a drink.
I don't care, mole man.
Drink, okay? Because you got me a drink, I got you a drink.
Poor Ramon is like a little duck always crossing the street.
Yeah. It was an amazing move. That was totally ineffective.
And also, who fights over a red scarf guy? The guy is gross. He's like not even cute. I'm sorry.
He
and
looked
I really
like he should have been
kinds,
on a Toyota commercial or something, you know? Like driving confidently down a suburban street, you know?
So then we start to get this trip too. With Carol, who's like,
guess what? I'm going to plan something.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
You're going very fast. I'm sorry. So
very fast? It's 9:47 p.m. What are you talking about?
It's too important to overlook.
The actual show we're recapping is 41
minutes. You're right. I am actually sorry. I'm normally the one that's looking at the time. You're actually right.
No, you go ahead.
I only have like 3 more notes anyway. So Sonia's like, Sonia, again, with the negging, she's talking to the guy with the ruddy hands, and she's like, you know what I like about you? You're confident. I mean, you have a stain on your shirt. You don't even care. I mean, she does have game.
Which is so true. I mean, they are just like flirting with that guy at the end of the bar at like 3 a.m. It's just like a big spill, too.
What did he spill?
It's like it was spaghetti. Like, that's the kind of guy to eat spaghetti alone at the bar while he's hitting on people. Like, who eats spaghetti, you know?
He like has it in the...
Classy. She goes... She's like, yeah, you don't even care. And he goes, I don't give a shit. She's like, yeah, I can tell. Ha, ha, ha.
Okay, now you do your thing.
Oh, no, I'm done now. No, I'm just kidding. By the way, I have to say, for those of you, thank you very much. You were here for the meet and greet earlier. Notice I'm in a different shirt.
Yeah.
Because I am wearing a white shirt. And guess who's that old fucking slob eating spaghetti by himself before a show? I knew it. I knew I would be covered in something. So I was like, I'm bringing a second shirt.
Yeah. Well, whenever I
learned. Thank you, Real Housewives of New York.
Spaghetti is like the hardest because I always am like, oh, this is fun. I'm going to twirl it around my fork. And then that like one piece of spaghetti comes whipping around like a trebuchet. It's like, whoosh. And it's like,
no.
Why spaghetti every single time?
Spaghetti is a hateful fucker and we all know it. I don't even know why we keep it in America.
I know. It's all about penne.
It's the fucking France just always laughing at us. Like, oh.
Got him again.
I don't even have spaghetti in France.
It's like flinging the sauce at you every single time.
Okay, so Ramona, so Carol announces that she's going to plan something else, because really Carol is basically hanging on by the, you know, the hair of a chin at this point. She's just like,
please keep me on this show. I have a dog. I co-parent a dog. I have a boyfriend, kind of. I think he wants me back.
Like, she's really trying. So she's going to plan the trip, which, of course, is going to be the most horrific trip in the Real Housewives of New York.
This will be iconic.
Yes.
And I like the way, well, I think they're talking about, because Tinsley's also, I think, has a role. I think actually maybe Tinsley organized it, because Tinsley.
Was it Tinsley?
It was Tinsley, because she knows someone who knows someone.
You guys, so, I wrote 20 pages of notes. I don't even know who's saying what or who's doing what.
No, because Tinsley knows someone with a house. And so she's like, so I was thinking about getting away, and like, you know, the agreement got a little messed up because of all the hurricanes and stuff. I was like, Bethany is right there. So she's like, well, I have access to a house in Cartagena, Colombia. So, like, well, I'm just go there.
Is this the part where Ramona finds out where they're going or not? Because I don't want to go too crazy. This is not the part where Ramona finds out where they're going. Okay.
Well, first, Dorinda's like, I don't know about Colombia. I only know the bad stuff. I like things that have commercials, like Bahamas and...
Dove. I'll go to Dove.
Iraq.
I had a fun place. Windex, what a town.
It's like anywhere with the commercial, Dorinda will
say. Is Mount Airy Lodge still open? Okay.
I can't wrap my head around that.
So then Ramona's like, Carter, what? What? Where's that? Been to the Bahamas? Honduras? Uptown? You know, starts listing the places. And Tinsley's like, here, just look at the phone. There's pictures of Cartagena on the phone. So Bethany's like, what is this? An island? She goes, no, it's a house. She goes, That's the house. Oh my god. She starts like doing some like, what do you call this dance?
Cabbage patch.
Oh, I was actually doing a dance move. Tricked you, fucker.
Cabbage.
What do you call this dance move? Just kidding.
The Ramona.
Don't label anything.
Yeah. So Ramona's very excited. Meanwhile, so things are getting very hot and heavy over at Sonia's date with ruddy stains. She's like, huh, I love getting spanked. And he like pulls her in. He's like,
I've got a cat of nine tails and you'd be tied up and fucking helpless.
She's like, ah, I love cats. Carol's like, baby.
You'd have hand marks on your fucking ass.
I'm gonna spank you some motherfucking hard. It's gonna say Mervin's on your ass, bitch. He's like, oh yeah, fine.
I feel like Bravo is in a totally different decade than everybody else. I'm like, I know that shooting's a little bit behind, but you guys have hashtags on this show, right?
So then finally, Tinsley gathers everyone together and is like, guys, we're going to Columbia. You know, they're like, what, the university in Uptown? They're like, no, the country. And they're all standing there, like, all excited. And then there's, like, Dwayne, the guy from before, just sitting next to them, like, they're like, sorry, Dwayne, it's just for the girls. Yeah. Dwayne's
girls only,
like,
girls
oh.
Only. Girls only.
Who says, girls, who said, who's coming? Wait, Luann was like, oh, wait, is John coming? It's like, no. Okay, then sorry, it's girls only.
It's too tropical for John.
And then Ramona just gets on a mechanical bull that's not there and just rides us out.
She just rides us out to Columbia.
Well, I love a man with a good head. I don't mean it like that, Carol. Oh.
And that brings us to the end of the Real Housewives of New York City.
You guys, thank you for letting us come here. Thank you for coming to our St. Louis show.
We love you guys so much.
Thanks
thank
for having
you.
An awesome city. Thank you. Oh my God, a standing ovation.
What?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll see you next time.
This summer, take yourself to a different place with Audible's Summer Listens, like the dark and menacing story of Their Lost Daughters, narrated by Richard Armitage.
Left alone with the girl, Jackman wondered, not for the first time, how they coped with so much death. Dead adults were bad enough, babies were beyond devastating, and children tore his heart out. But teenagers affected him in a different way altogether. There seemed to be so much loss attached to juveniles. They had nearly made it, almost become what they were intended to be. All that potential was suddenly gone, their untapped talents wiped out in the blink of an eye, and their young dreams stolen forever. The light breeze off the sea rippled the shallow puddles of water that surrounded the girl, making her sodden clothes move slightly. Just for a moment, in the poor light, she seemed to be alive.
Audible's Summer Listens. Choose from the world's largest selection of audiobooks and listen to your first one for free. £7.99 a month after 30-day free trial. Renews automatically. See audible.co.uk for details.